This is Anthony Smith, conductor of the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. And when I'm not doing my own podcast, I'm listening to Nick and Adam. And I'm always cheering from the cheap seats.
What is up, cheap seaters? It's Nick.
And Adam.
And you're listening to episode 14 of Cheering from the Cheap Seats.
My favorite number.
Your favorite number?
Yeah. It has nothing to do with my birthday.
It does?
And that means it does have everything to do with my birthday.
Threw me off a little bit. Right? I'm trying to sit here and figure out why 14. Oh, got it. Got it. Sorry, brain's been a little.
Because it's Sam Darnold's number.
Oh. You sure you want to associate that with yourself?
No, just kidding. Anyways.
But yeah, so we're on episode 14. Finally back. Mm-hmm. I know this episode is a week late. You know, we try to sit here and release these every 2 weeks. But I had the big C word, big COVID, a couple weeks ago. And then Adam, your wife, Kelsey, had it. A couple weeks ago?
Yes, last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that on top of all the snow days and stuff. It's just, you know, things happen. So
yeah, we had a...
Do what we can.
Had a heck of a blizzard here in North Carolina. You know, 3 inches is a lot to make everybody go wild when it comes to when it comes to snow and down here in the South.
Yep.
But, so yeah, just a couple of different things going on. We kind of decided that it'd be best to push this episode back just another week. You know, we hate to do that, but you know, when life throws a couple things at you, you know,
roll with the punches.
Yeah, can't really help it. Yeah. But we are finally back, and as promised, we do have another review episode.
Whoop.
And I'm pretty excited about it because we haven't done a review episode in a while. We haven't done a review episode since our Wake Forest basketball review.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm pretty sure it's been a couple months now.
It was November when we went. I don't know if we released
it. I don't remember when we released that episode. Yeah. So, I mean, at least a couple months now. So, we'll probably release that episode either November or December. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, so get back to the review and... so we'll do, like always, we'll do that first, but stay tuned after the review. We'll get it, you know, try to do a little bit more news if you're into that. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably talk a little bit of NFL playoffs. I know MLB lockout, maybe Hall of Fame stuff going on. Just,
yep.
So,
yeah, and I know that it's actually been a couple episodes since we've been able to do any news, and that's only because last couple episodes have been specialty episodes, so we kind of just wanted to focus around that specialty and not do any news. So we're really hoping to get back into that. I'm sure there's a couple of you out there that actually enjoy hearing us give our thoughts on the news. So, hey, we plan on getting back into that. Woo!
So ESPN can come after me some more for doing their theme song.
Yeah, that's what we want.
No, just kidding. Anyway, so.
But yeah, for why we're all here at this exact moment, we'll start with our review. And for all you hockey fans, hockey is making its first appearance here on our review list. And sorry, it's not professional hockey, but we are reviewing the minor league hockey team, the Fayetteville Marksmen here in North Carolina. Fayetteville, North Carolina. We decided it was kind of a spur of the moment kind of thing. Wife had to work on a Saturday, so I'm like, I don't really want to be home alone. So we're going to go find a game to go to. So we did. The Marksmen, like I said, are based in Fayetteville, North Carolina. So that's kind of more towards the coast of North Carolina.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of sort of near the beach.
Yeah, down east.
And they've been in, they play in the... what is known as the Southern Professional Hockey League. And these aren't usually associated with any team. The Marksmen aren't anyways. I know in some minor league leagues. I know in some minor league hockey, it's almost like baseball, where some are associated with professional teams. They're not. But I mean, that's not really important. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
They're just the people that's not good enough to make it in the
or the people that are trying to prove that they're good enough, like whatever you want to call it, like that. But yeah, so they play in the Southern Professional Hockey League, SPHL for short. And they've been around since
2002.
So actually, not that old of a team.
10 years.
20 years now.
20 years. Wow, that's good math. Real good math there. 20 years.
You went to school for this.
We are in 2022.
Yes, we are. I mean, I still feel like though with like most of these like teams like this, they're usually not that old.
Yeah.
I feel like once you start getting maybe your minor league baseball, that's when you start seeing teams that may have been around a little bit.
Yeah.
But like with hockey and stuff like that, I don't feel like they're usually around that long. But yeah, so Marksman been around since 2002. They play in the Crown Coliseum or Crown Complex. Mm-hmm. I see it called both. I think they call it the Crown Complex on their website. It's officially named the Crown Coliseum though. And there is a capacity of about 10,000. I can promise you they didn't attract that many people. But it is a multi-purpose kind of thing. So that's why they have that many seats. And, you know, the Crown Coliseum was built in 97. So that means that the Marksmen have played there their whole existence.
Yeah.
So that's just a little bit of history into this team. Before we get into review, I guess I'll explain a little bit of how we usually do this for people that maybe this is their first review episode of ours.
And me, since it's been a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to have a little refresher course. So what we do is we judge our experience on four different categories. And that is the aesthetic of the arena, ballpark, Coliseum in this case. So we rank it on what we think of the aesthetic, rank it based on game day atmosphere, rank it based on food, because that's always a big thing, and then rank it off of surrounding neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be wondering, hey, you know, why would you base it around surrounding neighborhood? Just in case you might want to go do something before or after a game.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just an important part as anything else. So what we do is we take any number between 1 and 10. Mm-hmm. Well, I say any number, but we...
Half numbers.
We go half increments. So you can have a 7.5, but we're not going to have 6.3, 6.5, 7, 6. Nothing crazy like that. But so we take a number, 1 through 10, and we'll think of those four different things. And then we add those four numbers together, divide by four for each of us, and then we take both of our scores, add them together, divide by two, and that is our overall ranking for this venue.
Right.
Got it?
I think I got it. I think I'm following. It's coming back.
It's
starting to click.
Okay, good. I don't want you to be lost this whole time that we're sitting here. So that's how we do this, I guess, and I'm pretty sure on every other episode or every review episode, we usually start with the aesthetic of, you know, venue that we go to. Would you like to start this episode, or would you like me to start this episode?
Yeah, I'll go. I mean, aesthetic. I really don't have a lot to say. It's not like we were just talking about. Indoor venues are just so hard to really stand out.
Yeah.
Unless it's, I guess, I'm sure like a state-of-the-art, like newfangled football stadium or something would be awesome. But it's not like your baseball stadium that's outdoors and you've got different quirks and unique features.
Or city views in the background.
So, it's nothing to, nothing to write home about. I really don't have a whole lot to say about the aesthetic. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's your pretty standard hockey stadium. Anybody that's been listening to this and been to a hockey game, you pretty much know what you're getting into. Mm-hmm. You know, you have your bowl, you know, your mm-hmm. bowl, and that surrounds the rink and whatnot. And then you have it's circular. You got your food stands and everything going around. I will say I was kind of impressed with how fancy their scoreboard, like overhead scoreboard, was.
Oh yeah,
I feel like that was mm-hmm. kind of state of art.
Yeah.
Like usually when you go to like these smaller kind of things, it doesn't have fancy stuff. But I feel like this one was actually done pretty well.
Yeah. And I will say, because I don't know if you haven't mentioned this yet, we went to on a. It was a pucks and paws night.
Yes.
So you bring your dogs. I know you took Rowan with us. So that we had our separate entrance to go to, and but they had it like sectioned off to where you had to be in that one section.
Yeah.
So, but that section was cool because it's like you go in and you're already there, mm-hmm. like at the top of the seats. Yeah. So you would like go down to your seat, and then there's like if you want to go to concessions and stuff, you go down some steps this one way or the other.
Yeah,
and it was I've never really seen a layout like that, so that was kind of cool.
They definitely made it a whole mm-hmm. lot easier. I feel like to get to the concession stand than some other places mm-hmm. do. Like you didn't have to sit there and climb or go down and go up, mm-hmm. you know, 50,000 stairs to go get food.
Yeah.
So that was definitely nice. I think the other thing that kind of caught my eye is for a multi-purpose arena, I'm pretty sure the seats, at least the seats in front of us, mm-hmm. were the color of the team. They were white mm-hmm. seats with little, the team colors is white with some brown in it. Like mm-hmm. their whole mascot is a red fox or
something. Kind of like military based, you know.
Yeah, because I mean, Fort Bragg's in Fayetteville, mm-hmm. so their whole thing is military based.
Yeah,
which there's something we'll get into game day atmosphere, mm-hmm. but I'm like, of course, I it might sound like a doofus. I didn't really pay attention to the seats that we were sitting in, but like the seats in front of us, they were white, mm-hmm. and they had little sprinkles of maybe brown and black seats going around too. So, I mean, seats were team colors too, which is not something that you see very often when a team shares an arena with other stuff. So, I mean, that was kind of nice to see that they added that. So, that sort of helped the Coliseum stand out a little bit.
Yeah. And I guess the team, the whole team colors, and that goes in the aesthetic too, which, and the colors are fine. I mean, it's not my favorite combination. Like, it's no, like, black and gold or anything.
I'm a little biased.
No.
That's okay. Like, I'm pretty sure that if we're sitting here talking about team colors, I'd be biased towards, you know, my favorite team's colors too. So.
But white and... was it like green?
It was almost like white and a little bit of military green and some brown and stuff like that. Like it was.
The logo was cool. The marksman.
Yeah, it's a fox holding a hockey stick. I think that's on their jerseys.
Yeah.
So I mean that's nice. That's always fun. Mm. Who they play the night that we went?
Oh jeez, I don't even remember.
See, it's been about a month, so it's anyway. Oh, the Making Mayhem.
Oh, okay,
from Georgia.
Yeah.
So I will say that the teams that we went to go see continued the tradition of minor league teams that we see and having fun names.
Yeah.
So that's always fun. Yeah.
Love a good ridiculous sports team name.
Yeah, I was like I like that the marksmen are named after like military stuff, because I mean it fits with what they're, you know, down in the area that they're at. But I saw they're playing the Making Mayhem, and I'm like, that's a fun name.
Yeah,
it's fun to say.
Yeah.
But I mean, when it comes to the Crown Coliseum, I don't feel like I really have anything else to add. I feel like everything that stood out, we've kind of talked about. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I can't really think of anything else. But... Yeah.
So, yes, I'll go ahead and give my score.
Good.
Do I'm just gonna do a straight five.
Five.
It's just average, middle of the road.
Yeah, which like I feel like sometimes it might sound like we're being super unfair to indoor arenas, but like when it comes to setting, it's just really hard to rank indoor stuff high.
Right.
So you said five.
Yeah, five.
That's cool. I think I'm going to give it a 5.5. Only because I like that a multi-purpose arena actually went out of their way to color their seats the team color.
Mm.
So that's what's going to give that's it fair. That extra point.
Point bump.
Yes. So after aesthetic, we used to do game day atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you lead off on this one.
I'll lead off on this one. Okay, so I will say game day atmosphere for this game is what was probably my favorite thing of the whole night.
Mm-hmm.
First off, parking was free. We ended up not having to pay anything for parking. I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that they don't usually charge you more than $5, but nobody ever said anything to us about paying cash or, you know, the whole pay by phone on an app or whatnot. So, I mean, we're like, I guess we don't have to pay for parking. So we didn't pay for parking that night. I can't promise you that if you go to a game that you might not have to pay like $5.
No.
But we didn't
have that to pay night for, we didn't.
We didn't have to pay for parking.
Yeah. I will say, speaking of parking, I know that's one of the big thing for, you know, ease of parking or once we figured out where to park, it was good.
Yeah.
I feel like they didn't have very good directions, because we had to go through a specific entrance
yeah.
for the dog.
Yep.
And somebody told us to go one way. We went down there, and like nobody was really there to kind of guide us from there. And we had turned around like twice.
Yeah.
But,
it was a little wild.
It's fine. Once we got to it, it was close enough to the stadium, and
yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, I don't. If you're just going for a game and you're not taking, you know, your dog for a special night, you probably won't have as much trouble as we did. It's just we ran into problems trying to find the specific entrance that we were supposed to go into. But you're right, like the first lady that directed us didn't really get like. She told us some stuff, but I don't feel like it was in enough detail to kind of know, especially for first time people being there. Like, we had never been here before, so we don't really know the layout of your parking lot. You kind of got to give us a little bit of detail. Like, yeah, there's people here that have been here, know what you're talking about, but treat us like we're dumb. We're here the first time. You kind of got to give us a little bit more to go on than, hey, go down here, look for so-and-so, you're parking there. And then we got down to where we thought she was talking about, and there wasn't anybody there to really give us any more directions. So yeah. we drove around a little bit. We saw a good portion of that parking lot.
Yeah. Very nice parking.
Yeah. A++. But once we actually got inside, then I actually, like... Unfortunately, when it comes to a lot of minor league stuff, it's not going to attract a ton of people. Like I mentioned, the Coliseum has a capacity of 10,000 fans. You're not going to attract anywhere near that with something like this. You're just not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, the fans that were there were loud.
Oh, yeah.
They got into the game. They seemed to know their hockey.
Mm-hmm.
They were chanting. Like, I love their chant. They actually had their own chant when the team scored, which was amazing. And I have never seen that at a minor league anything game.
It took me a couple of times hearing it to realize what they were saying. Because I wanted to join in. Yeah. I kind of forgot what it was exactly, but I know it was something. He shoots, he scores.
Hey, goalie, you suck.
Hey, yeah, hey, goalie, you suck.
So, yeah, I mean, it was fun. Like, just being around rowdy fans like that. Like, hockey fans are known to be are known to be pretty rowdy. So to actually be around small crowd, but a small loud crowd was nice. Like I enjoyed being around those fans, and like I said, like I just I would call this my favorite part of this whole experience. Because I mean they seem to be enjoying themselves, which helped me enjoy myself.
Yeah, and I'll say they had a theme for the night, which was Jurassic Park.
Yeah, because they combined Jurassic Park night with Pucks and Paws.
Yeah, it was so. Jurassic Bark.
It was Jurassic Bark.
So, but I didn't really see too much stuff relating to dinosaurs. I mean, they did their for the dogs. They did their racing, which I missed because I was looking for a walking taco. And,
and unfortunately, you didn't find it.
No, I did find it there.
You found it there. You didn't find. Okay, yeah. Okay, got it.
But I did see the Tyrannosaurus Rex race that they did.
The dino race,
which was hilarious because I love a good person dressed up in a T-Rex outfit.
Yeah, what was actually funny about the dino race is, like, usually with a race like that, you have maybe like 3 or 4 people. No, they had at least 10, 12 people just racing each other around the ice. Yeah. Like they did a whole trip around the ice, and it was absolutely fun to see people falling over each other or whatnot.
Yeah.
So that was fun. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I mean, you didn't see the dinosaurs a lot, but, like, they were walking. There were some that were walking back and forth. I will say I was a little disappointed in the options that they had for dog night. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it's a little difficult to do certain things. Like, you can't have too much in an indoor kind of place. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like they didn't do a whole lot to welcome the dogs as much as other things that I've been to that do a dog night.
Yeah.
Now, I know we usually have a tough time including this. But I'm pretty sure we always include it in game atmosphere. But the mascot.
Oh, yeah, I was about to bring the mascot up.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. He's probably one of the better mascots that we've seen.
I would agree.
Definitely better than the turkey. I can't put it above the deacon, though.
But, yeah. Well, I mean, and Honestly, he was about as involved with as the deacon was.
Yeah, right? We saw him a lot. So that's all I would need out of a mascot. I need one, the costume to look, you know, not like someone made it in their basement.
No offense, just with turkeys.
And I need them to be involved and visible.
Yes.
Like,
which he was. Mm-hmm. Like he was in the crowd almost the whole night.
Yeah.
So that was nice to see, and the mascot looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. Like I love the mascot, and his name Marky Marksman.
Yeah, I was about to ask. Remember his name? Yeah, fantastic name. So
definitely one of my favorite mascots. Yeah. I definitely agree. The Deacon is a very hard act to beat, but Marky Marksman is definitely a close second.
I mean, it's tough too because I mean that's a. College has got a lot of money, and this is minor league hockey, so, you know, it's going to be hit or miss with their
mascots. You're right. So. I just want to give, like, major props to this team, though, for actually having their mascot as involved as it is. Mm-hmm. And I just realized I missed something. We were talking military. Include one more thing for game atmosphere is the hype package at the beginning of the game. That includes all this like military imagery and stuff like that. Like I just like when a sports team embraces what makes their city.
Oh yeah.
You know, because I'm pretty sure I mentioned this probably on our first or second episode. Like I like historical significance in my sports teams. Mm-hmm. So to have a team based in Fayetteville, where Fort Bragg is, embrace that military vibe and whatnot is nice. Mm-hmm. Like I just like that. I had to include that too. I almost forgot it, but but
I about forgot about that video package.
That was nice too.
I'll let you, want to do your score.
Yeah, unless you have anything else to add.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, like I said, atmosphere for this event, definitely probably my favorite thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give it a solid 8.5, actually.
8.5?
Sure am. I just feel like the fans were loud into their team, and the mascot was great. I'm not going to let my disappointment in Dog Night and stuff like that take my score too low. So I think an 8.5 is fair in my book.
It is fair. I'm going to go with... I'd say it was probably my favorite aspect of the whole trip. Probably not as high on it as you were. So I'll go... I'll do a 7.5.
7.5? Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. I still feel like that's fair. So, that brings us to food. The good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good as in prices as in... But I'm sure we'll
get I don't know what the prices were, but...
Expensive.
Yeah. So, yeah, expensive for minor league hockey, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably about standard for, you know, professional hockey. Well, it might be more professional hockey.
I don't know. You said you only spent like $6 on the Hurricanes for
some nachos. For some nachos. But anyways, I don't remember what I paid for my food there at this game. But I wasn't looking for anything in particular. I didn't know. Well, I was hungry, so I was walking around looking at my options. I saw hot dogs, a burger place, and some chicken tenders. I'm like, okay, and then I see it. The walking taco. And I just had one of these for the first time from Cookout, which for anybody that doesn't know, Cookout is a local-ish burger joint here. And they've got one of their sides you can get as a walking taco. Now, it's pretty new. And it's basically a bag of, for them, Cookout is a bag of Doritos, one of the small bags, and open it up, and they crush it up, and they put, like, lettuce, cheese, sour cream, whatever in it, and you eat it with a fork or a spoon.
It's been a while since I've been to Cookout. I didn't realize I had this.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm like, I loved it. So, I went there, and you can get Doritos or Fritos. Yeah. I tried it with Fritos this time, which I think I like better because... The nacho cheese
kind of flavor overpowers everything.
Overpowers everything with the Doritos.
I can see that.
So, and I got jalapenos on it. I got sour cream or lettuce and cheese. And it was delicious.
Yeah.
Which, you were like, you just had a bag of Fritos with some crap on it. And I'm like, yeah, it was great.
As long as you enjoyed it. Yeah.
Like, I mean... Do you just want me to go and get a hot dog or a burger at every place I go to?
That would make this review boring.
Yeah, I know.
Is that all you had there?
I don't think I got anything else there.
Okay. So I know that the first time I went, because I wasn't starving, but I was like I was getting to that point to where I was like I want something to eat. Mm-hmm. So. My sister who went with us got some popcorn and I got a hot dog and I got a hot dog for the dog, Rowan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say Rowan. Because if I say the dog, like I feel bad just saying the dog.
I just realized earlier when I said you took Rowan with us and they were like,
"Hey, who is Rowan?"
It's Rowan. It's the dog.
Yeah, the pooch. That's what we did the first time. I can't remember how much we paid for the hot dogs. Or the popcorn. Mm-hmm. I just know... Aaron... My sister... Like, we use all these names. And
like people know who they are.
Like we're going to add a list of names to...
recurring names.
Yeah. on our social media, so you know who we're talking about. But yeah, my sister Aaron... let me have some of the popcorn. The popcorn was decent. Did not like the hot dogs.
Really?
Now you might say, well, it's a hot dog. What do you expect? Yeah, but these hot dogs, like, had no char to them. It's almost like they were boiled in a pot for, like, 5 minutes and then thrown on a bun. And, like, I'm like, I wasn't, Rowan liked hers. But, she's also, you know, she likes...
Rowan, how many paws do you give the hot dog?
Four.
Wow. Four. Glowing review for the hot dog.
Four paws up. So, yeah, didn't like the hot dog. I just, you know, it was meh. And then, like, they have your usual standard drinks. They have, like, I find it really weird that they didn't have fountain drinks. Like, everything was in bottles. Which was crazy, because if you wanted a bottle drink, it was, like, $5 for a bottle drink. And I'm like...
That's stupid, but...
So that's
a little expensive. People are going to pay it, so...
Yeah, I mean, of course, I'm thirsty. Of course I'm going to pay it. I just think it's kind of ridiculous when you pay... Or when you charge $5 for a bottle of drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then, later on, went to Golden Chicken or something like that. It was a chicken place there. And I, of course, got the chicken tenders and fries, which I feel like is a recurring food item of choice for me.
And that's what I was looking for, because you said when you went to get the popcorn, I think you said you saw that place and you thought it might be the same one from Wake Forest that had the flavor or the honey or
now you're right, the flavoring
stuff, tossed in it, which but upon looking for that, I went and I found my taco, and which apparently it wasn't the same thing.
It wasn't. I wish it would have been, though. But, so, I think Aaron got a chicken sandwich, and I got the chicken tenders. And that actually tasted pretty decent. Mm-hmm. It's just, I paid $10 for these chicken tenders, and it was, like, 3 tenders and maybe a handful of fries.
Yeah.
And it just was not, to me, it just was not worth the money that I shelled out to be able to eat. So that was a little disappointing.
Were the fries good?
Or did you the fries actually had a really good, like, potato-y taste. Like, they actually tasted like real fries. Like
crispy. I don't like a limp fry.
They weren't super crispy. Okay. So, I mean, but I'm okay with that. Like, I don't like mine overly crispy.
Mm-hmm.
But they tasted decent. It's just the prices kind of got me. And I feel like maybe we complain about this a little bit, but, like, I know going into professional stuff, like going to an MLB stadium or NFL or something like that.
Or $20 burger at Panther Stadium.
Then, yes, I'm going to expect to pay, you know, premium price because I'm going to a premium game.
Mm-hmm.
Going into minor league stuff, though, I kind of still get a little gut punched when I look at the prices.
And again, it's... Probably, it may not be the team that sets these. It's probably the whatever vendor
you're right.
has that they, right. you know.
You're right. And I know that, you know, for most teams, most of their income comes with food. It isn't even the ticket prices.
Yeah.
And most of the time, it's concessions.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. I get they have to make a profit. It still just... Drives me crazy, though, when you walk into something like this and you're like, $5 bottle drink? Are you kidding me? You know, I could walk down the street to the 7-Eleven and get 99-cent big gulp.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah. But they know people will pay it, so that's why.
You're right. But, yeah, that's...
So, food, my score, I'm going to go with I'll do a 6.
You go 6? Okay. This one's a little tough for me because, like, I don't feel like I'm completely hating on the food. I don't know. The prices got me. The hot dog sucked. Mm. Like, for me, anyways.
Yeah.
Rowan loved it. Of course, you know, she gets into the trash.
That counts for something. Yeah, she does. She does eat trash and poop.
What does her opinion mean again? You gave it a 6. I'm gonna go 5.5.
Okay.
For that. Yeah. I guess the last one that we need to do is the surrounding neighborhood, surrounding area around the around the Coliseum.
I'll let you start with this one.
Okay. So something I've noticed, maybe a recurring theme when it comes to some of our reviews of surrounding neighborhoods, but in the general vicinity of this Coliseum, there's not really a whole lot.
Yeah.
You drive by a whole lot to get there, which means that there's plenty of stuff within driving distance. It's just, you know, you can't just walk out the Coliseum, though, and go to a restaurant, a bar, or whatnot. There's really nothing around it.
Yeah, and we understand that there, that's pretty much going to be the case for a lot of these stages, unless you are in, like, a city like the heart of a city like New York, Chicago, Boston, you know, professional teams. But, you know, we're trying to rate these the best we can. You know, so, you know, we didn't really have a lot of time to, you know, explore, but.
Yeah, because, I mean, Fayetteville's a little over a 2-hour drive from Winston-Salem. So, I mean, we were. And we had Rowan with us, so we really could, like, if we wanted to do a whole lot, we really could do a whole lot anyways. So we really, I wish we had time to explore, but we really didn't have a whole lot of time. But, like I said, I feel like the Coliseum is pretty close to some kind of downtown.
Yeah.
Because we passed by quite a few restaurants, shopping centers, stuff like that. So, I mean, if you want to drive a little bit to go somewhere, you'll be able to find someplace good. So, I mean, you just have to drive. Yeah. Like, there's, like you said, unless you're in the heart of a downtown city, you're not just going to be able to walk out and go somewhere.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's, Fayetteville's, you know, pretty decent-sized city. Yeah. So, and it is a military town. They have a military base, so they... I know they're going to have stuff for, you know, the guys to go, guys and girls, to go to.
Don't forget there's the military ladies.
To, you know, to do whenever they're have free time and whatnot. Yep. So we just didn't get to experience that. So.
Yeah. And I mean, I've been, my wife's, some of her family lives down in Fayetteville. So I mean, I've been down there a couple times and there's plenty of stuff to do. You know, we're just talking about the surrounding, the surrounding too. This Coliseum, there's not a whole lot to do.
No.
Straight outside, you just gonna have to drive.
Right.
So,
not much to say about that.
Yeah, and which I feel like has been the case most of the time for the last couple of reviews that we've done when it comes to the surrounding area.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we got the most to say about, you know, Winston here because that's where we are and. We know it better.
Well, I guess we need to go to more downtown stadiums and whatnot.
Yeah.
Add those to our list.
Or I guess maybe allow ourselves more time to do stuff. But,
yeah, you know, maybe.
It's just hard to do sometimes.
It is. Like,
especially the further away you get, because and you're not staying overnight.
Yeah, because then my old man can sit down and I'm like, well, my bedtime is it's coming up.
Yeah.
So, trying to be fair with this, I think I'm going to give this a 6.
Okay.
I know I said there's not a whole lot to do right outside the Coliseum, but going there, we passed by quite a bit of restaurants. I don't know what they have in terms of entertainment. Like, I haven't really done anything entertainment wise in Fayetteville, but I know that we passed by tons and tons of restaurants and stuff like that. So if you want to eat, you can have plenty of options outside of the arena to eat. So I think that's why I'm gonna at least go with a 6, because there's plenty of stuff within driving distance.
I'm gonna go, I'll do a 5.5.
Traded or less. Last one. Okay.
Yeah. And while we've been talking, I've fixed my spreadsheet here, so it automatically calculates.
You have a formula going on?
Yeah. Woo! There you go. So So I've actually, it automatically calculates our average here. So if you're ready for it, so four.
Yeah, if you want to go, if you want to read back what we gave each thing and then go from there, that'd be great.
Yeah, so I've even got each category its own average if you want.
Yeah.
So aesthetic. So for my scores were, I gave it a 5 for aesthetic, 7.5 for game day atmosphere, a 6 for the food, and a 5.5 for the surrounding area, giving me an average of 6.0. Even six.
Okay.
And your scores were a 5.5 for the aesthetic.
Yep.
And 8.5 for the game day atmosphere.
Good game day atmosphere.
Food was a 5.5.
Uh-huh.
And surrounding area was a 6.
Nice.
So your average is a 6. Round up to 6.4.
Oh wow, that's a little. That's actually higher than I thought it was going to be.
So, our overall average as for the show is 6.2.
We're gonna grade on the curve. 6.2.
So are you ready to see where it falls?
I am.
6.2. Oh god.
Okay.
Where do you think it falls?
We just talked about our ratings right before the show because, you know. Kind of forgot to put the Wake basketball score in I'm pretty sure Wake got 6.2 too, didn't they? 6.2 as well.
Yeah, they did 6.2.
So yeah, it's right in the middle. It's once again, it's right in the middle of all our scores.
So. I might need to figure out to extend the decimal places by another one so I know where to put it exactly.
Put it in alphabetical order.
Alphabetical. Okay, that works. But wait, that's gonna put them above Wake Forest.
It's not technically above.
I know. So that would put it at number 4. If we go
tied for fourth.
Okay, with Wake Forest.
Yeah, see, put it in there. Put T4 for both of them.
Okay. So our rundown of our overall is number 1 is still Panthers Fan Fest, which. It is 7.5.
I'm trying to wonder if that's going to be beat for a while now.
I have a heart. I don't see it being beaten, really, until we are able to go to
some professional games. Okay. Fair enough.
You know, because, I mean, that's a high score for not even a sporting event.
We talk about it. Like, it's still amazing that. That is rated as high as it was.
so that's number 1. Number 2 is Winston-Salem Dash at 6.5. Kannapolis Cannonballers, 6.3. Tied for 4th is Wake Forest at 6.2. And now the Fayetteville Marksman, 6.2.
Yep.
And number 6, I guess, would be Virginia Tech Football.
Football.
At 5.3, and the Carolina Disco Turkeys bringing up the rear at 5.2.
Last but certainly not least.
Last
on our standings, first in our hearts.
Yeah. And first ever hockey game, so this is number 1 for the time being.
Number 1 overall hockey arena right now. Go team. Woo!
Yeah. That being said, you got anything else to say on our rankings?
Actually a little bit higher rank. Like, when we first sitting here talking about it, like, I thought it was going to be ranked. Like, I thought the average was going to turn out a little bit lower than what it did. I'm really surprised at the 6.2.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be around the 5-point-something area. But, no. 6.2.
I guess we enjoyed it a little bit more than what we gave on to.
Yeah. But that's why we do this.
Yeah, exactly. We surprised even ourselves. Yep. But, I mean... I don't really have anything to add. I think we covered all the bases for this as well as we could. But yeah, I guess we'll take a quick break, get a word from our sponsor, and we'll actually come back for some sporting news news. Sporting news news!
Da-na-na,
da-na-na. Oh god, I'm sued. Canceled.
All right, stay tuned.
All right, and we're back. I hope you enjoyed our review of the Fayetteville Marksman. We're actually back for some sporting news, something we mentioned at the beginning of the episode we have not done in what feels like a while.
Yeah.
So hopefully you guys are still here.
So, I mean, a lot of stuff going on. You know, I know we're not a news podcast, but we like to talk about what's going on, and I know some people like to hear it, so get our views on stuff. So, you know, here we are. But I know probably the biggest thing going on is the NFL playoffs. You know, in America, football is king.
Yes.
We'll
be for a while.
Yeah. And my gosh, the divisional round weekend. Like, they always say division is the best weekend in football, and my Lord, did it not disappoint. Like, I can't think of another weekend where we've had all four games either be decided in three-point field goal at the last, you know, at the end, or go into overtime completely.
Yes. Not only that, but both number one seeds going down.
Yeah,
in the same weekend. Well,
and you almost had all three road teams win.
That's right. Yeah,
like should have been all four, but whatever. We don't have time to get into debating everything because we've got a lot to cover, and like we could be here all day. I'm talking about overtime rule changes, which needs to happen, and like what the Bills should have done, by AKA not kicking it through the end zone, and they should have squibbed it. You're not giving Patrick Mahomes 13 seconds.
Well, yeah, there's a lot that we can uncover.
Yeah, but it's like
we're gonna try to keep this as brief as we can.
Yeah, like it's,
no promises though.
I dare say that's probably the best single weekend of NFL football I've ever seen.
Definitely. I mean, I wholeheartedly agree. Like, just to see what we saw was amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would have been amazed just to see the two number one seeds go down.
Mm-hmm.
But to have three out of four road teams win, and not only win, but win by the closest of margins, yes, it is definitely the greatest weekend that I'm sure most of us have seen in our lifetime.
And I'm like, I feel like the conference championships should be good, but usually it's going to be like Chiefs are going to come out and probably blow the Bengals out of the water. Unfortunately, I'm rooting for the Bengals, but I
mean, yeah, you're right.
But you know, so my predictions is Chiefs, Rams. And plays all, but 49ers have beaten Rams twice this season. And
they beat a conference opponent twice this season, which is already hard to do. But how much harder is it going to be to defeat the same team three times now?
So, but it could just be Shanahan just having McVay's number, you know, like because I think. I heard it's on the radio. McVay came from Shanahan's coaching tree, so like he was under him for a little bit.
Well, that's because Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, and who was the other coach? Who are the other head coaches? Or head coaches in still in the playoffs right now?
Oh, the play. Well, I mean Andy Reid.
Well, yeah, Andy Reid. Who's the coach of the Bengals?
Jeez, I have no clue.
Anyways, it was three. It was Shanahan, Sean McVay, and then one other coach that people are going to kill me because I can't think of his name. But they were all on the Washington football team coaching staff at one point.
Mm.
So they all know each other and have come from that same coaching.
It may just be, you know, 49ers just know what to do against the Rams. But, I mean, I'm rooting for the Rams because I've always liked Matthew Stafford. And I want to see him in the Super Bowl.
Well, for you kind of got to root for a guy that stuck it out in Detroit for as many years as he did.
Yeah. And
he was never going to win anything with the Lions.
No. And, nothing against the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. I you know, I love Mahomes. I loved watching play, but
I love Patrick Mahomes. You don't like Jackson Mahomes.
This is true. Patrick Mahomes. I guess we have to specify now.
Yeah. Jackson Mahomes is turning into like Jake Paul. Everybody just hates him.
I won't go that far yet, but yeah, he's getting there.
He's getting there. He's definitely getting there. So, maybe one person that goes, hey, I like Jackson Mahomes.
Patrick. Did Patrick even say, I like Jackson Mahomes? No.
Probably not.
Well, because he has to.
Oh, just because he's your brother doesn't mean you have to like him.
But anyway, so I mean, I like to see new teams. So, you know, I'm rooting for the Bengals, that Cinderella story.
Oh, I'm definitely rooting for the Bengals. Like, we're talking to one of the guys at work, trying to figure out when the Bengals have been in the Super Bowl. And they've been in two in their existence and have not been since 1989.
Yep.
So, yeah, didn't win any of them either.
No.
So they're 0-2, no Super Bowl. So I'm dead. Like I mentioned this to you earlier. Like I like if my team's not in the playoffs, then I'm gonna lean towards the teams that either haven't won it in a while or haven't won it at all. There's your Bengals right here.
I just like seeing new teams in the Super Bowl. I mean, we saw 49ers and Chiefs like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, we saw the Rams 3 years ago.
Yeah, but this Rams team is different, though. Mm-hmm. Like, this is Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
Like I said, this is a man that sucked it up through however many years he was with the Lions playing for that cesspool of a team.
Yeah.
That isn't, you just don't know if they're ever going to have any kind of success.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to root for them. You kind of got to be like, yeah, this Rams team, yeah, they were in the Super Bowl a couple years ago, but this Rams team is just different. If you don't want to root for the Rams, at least root for Matthew Stafford to finally get his.
Oh, yeah. I am.
And I just love what Joe Burrow's doing. Like, I don't think I think people expected him to be good. I just don't know if anybody expected him to be as good as he has shown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know who I was messaging. It might have been our sports group that we just had with some of the guys. But I mentioned in the game against the Raiders, he was sacked, 9 times?
Mm-hmm.
And still found a way to throw for over 300 yards and win the game. Can you imagine what's going to happen with him when the Bengals get him an actual offensive line that can block?
Oh, I know. I mean, with like Jamar Chase.
Chase.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's, you know, that I see them being in the playoffs consistently, you know, for the next, a while.
Before you know it, you know, five years down the road, we'll be talking about, oh, man, I hate seeing the Bengals in the playoffs every year.
Yeah. So, but, you know, we're talking about, you know, Brady's retiring soon. Whenever we'll get into that. You know, all these Big Ben just retired today, announced it formally, which we already knew. But it's like the NFL's in good hands. Like, we got Josh Allen, you got Patrick Mahomes, you got Lamar Jackson, you got Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Russell Wilson still kicking around, like, he's still in his prime.
Yeah, he's not an old man.
No. I mean, Deshaun Watson, if he can get his legal crap together, you know, when he's on the field, he's fantastic.
Yes.
So, I mean, I just wish the Panthers could get somebody that I could name along with us. But, I mean, it's like, we're in a good time right now with the NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Aaron Rodgers might be moving teams, but he's still going to be in the NFL for at least a couple more years.
Good segue. Is Aaron Rodgers wearing a Green Bay Packers jersey?
I say yes. No, I say no.
You say no.
I say he's. I'm pretty sure he made it clear at the beginning of the year that he didn't want to play for Packers anymore.
Yeah.
He just suited up because he was going to miss out on a paycheck.
Yeah, it's.
I think he's over. I think he's done with that organization.
Yeah. Okay, where do you think he goes?
Where I think he goes?
I'd like to see him go to the 49ers because that's where he wanted to go.
Yeah.
That's where he thought he'd get drafted. He was all lifelong. That's his childhood team.
Went to college at Cal. Everybody expected the 49ers to draft Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. I just don't see them trying to get him with you know, especially if they could go to a Super Bowl again with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, see, and two, they're at a crossroads because they have Trey Lance. Mm-hmm. They just recently drafted a young quarterback to learn behind Jimmy G.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, do we stunt Trey Lance's growth possibility to start anymore by bringing in Aaron Rodgers? But then you're also like, oh, shoot, I would take Aaron Rodgers any day over Trey Lance.
Yeah.
So it's almost like they have to weigh what they want to do with what they want to do with the quarterback situation. Yeah. You made a good point, though, is the Broncos just hired the Packers offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been in desperate need of a quarterback, too.
They're the team I've seen probably most land.
And you know John Elway, as a former quarterback, wants to find a guy that's going to lead them to the promised land. Yeah. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is, what, 36 now? 35, 36, something like that. So he's not going to be around forever. Yeah. Like, he's not going to be the one to lead you for the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. But if he can take you to the promised land at least once within the next couple of years, then you know John Elway wants to sign up for that.
Yeah, and the Broncos, they're one of those teams that I feel like should always be in the conversation, you know, because they've had Elway and, you know, Peyton for a little bit. Yeah. Granted, Peyton wasn't great during that Super Bowl. Like, that defense won that Super Bowl.
No, Von Miller.
So, but, you know, that's probably the most likely team that I would
go to. Just sitting here thinking about it, I wouldn't be surprised if the Broncos sign him. Because you also got to look at it, like, who is Aaron? I'm pretty we talked. He has made it clear that he does not want to be on a rebuilding team. So you have to find that team that you believe is at least close enough to adding a good quarterback is going to take them over that hump.
What team is they're just a quarterback away from making a run?
I see the Broncos. The Broncos have at least been halfway decent dealing with Teddy Bridgewater and I mean Trevor Siemian was straight booty, but that's another story. They've been such no name quarterbacks. I can't remember who the Broncos quarterback was this past year. And they still are not considered the worst team. So as long as I'd see the Broncos being in the running for Aaron Rodgers. I really see the 49ers, too. I feel like I don't know if they're just going to make a play for them.
Yeah, I think it's just too sticky of a situation.
Yeah, the problem with all these other teams, like the Panthers. The Panthers need a quarterback, but they need more than just a quarterback to get over the hump. Well,
that's definitely a rebuild situation.
Yeah, and he's not gonna come to it.
I want someone I want a young quarterback that's gonna be maybe one of the current young ones, Watson, Russell Wilson. I'd love to get.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I just feel like to get Deshaun Watson is going to cost way too much.
They said,
for the uncertainty of his,
it'll cost 3 first-round draft picks.
Not gonna do it.
And another young star.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that to? Why would you do that for a player that you're not even sure what's going to happen with his legal problems? Because he technically has not been cleared of anything yet.
I know.
So
while we're getting into this, what I want to happen with the Panthers is fix the offensive line. Focus on that this offseason.
Uh-huh.
So whether it's do it both in free agency and the draft. Like draft whatever quarterback offensive tackle it is. Cross some last name Cross. I don't know what school he went to. I just see it on mock drafts. And then build up fix the other guards and the whatever in the offensive line. Stick with Sam Darnold this next year. I mean, because we're gonna have we already financially stuck with him at least for another year. If he still sucks with a decent offensive line, then okay. Well, we're not don't re-sign him.
Yeah, because I mean, with the draft, you can hold out for a Kenny Pickett or a Matt Corral or even Malik Willis, mm-hmm. who I think is just below Corral and mm-hmm. Kenny Pickett in most draft boards for mm-hmm. quarterbacks. But then it comes to the same situation. You're throwing a rookie quarterback behind a crappy offensive line. Mm-hmm. And we've seen how numerous times what happens when you throw a crappy quarterback behind an offensive line. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure Sam Darnold got broken being behind the New York Jets offensive line for how many years he was with the Jets.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that affects that. Matt Rhule, his first year, went straight defense the whole draft that he did. Mm-hmm. Why can't you go straight offense this year? Draft an offensive lineman with every pick that you have.
Yeah. I know it's not the sexy pick. Everybody's like, oh, you gotta get a quarterback first round, or offensive weapon. Like, no, we need fundamentals. If we can't. If our quarterback is constantly running around with like a chicken with his head cut off, just trying to escape pressure, then you can't do much with that.
No, I don't. You could put Aaron Rodgers behind the Panthers offensive line, and
he'd do better than.
Oh yeah, you guys would be a better team, but you're still having a quarterback running for his life.
Yeah, constantly.
Yeah, I think that's what they need to do. Draft, trade for offensive linemen. See what you got in Sam Darnold this year. Wait for a better quarterback draft class, mm-hmm. and that's when you draft a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Unless Sam Darnold proves to be, the next coming of.
Just has a renaissance of sorts.
Yeah.
We'll see. And talking about another player that might be retiring. It's all speculation. Mm-hmm. It's Brady said he played till 45? No, how old is he now?
42 or 43.
Okay. He said he played till 45. Well, now he's very noncommittal on if he's coming back. What? So,
I wouldn't be surprised I wouldn't be surprised either way when it comes to Brady.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised now if he retires, but also I forget where I read it or where I heard it. He's 44. Yes, he's 44, but he also just put up a pretty monstrous season.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Why would he retire when he could still play at the level that he's playing at?
Yeah.
I
know he's got. He's got kids. He's got, I think his oldest one is going into like high school or something like that. So he wants, and Giselle, she's already said she doesn't like him playing football. But I don't know. But
when you got a wife like Giselle, you pretty much want to listen to her. No.
I'm sure we'll talk about this more when he finally does retire. But everybody loves to hate on Brady because he's. They're tired of seeing him win, but I've gotten past that. I can acknowledge he is the greatest. Like, this is, we were talking earlier today. Like, I count myself as watching football, really getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Rams Patriots Super Bowl, which was 2001, mm-hmm. which was when Brady kind of took over for Bledsoe in the season and, shocked the world and beat the greatest show on turf.
Sure did.
So my whole football watching career
mm-hmm.
has been, including Tom Brady.
Yeah. I know.
And it's going to be such, truly an end of an era whenever he goes. Like, it's our Jordan. Like, I don't know how long Jordan played, but, I wasn't, really old enough to. I wasn't watching basketball, Chicago Bulls basketball, when Jordan was in his prime, but, this is the guy that we will tell our kids and grandkids, and they'll be being like, oh man, he's the greatest of all to ever play the game and stuff.
I guess maybe the only one that I can make a comparison to mm-hmm. is maybe Jeter.
Yeah,
my kids are gonna grow up and hear the name Derek Jeter, and I'll be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember when he played. Grew up watching him, mm-hmm. him play. So I mean, yeah no. What Brady has been able to do, like I'm the same way. I've really loosened my my stance on what I think about Brady.
Now it doesn't like him because he plays for the Bucks.
Yeah, like I still get tired of it. Mm-hmm. Like if Brady had been in another championship game, I've been like, really? But I have to acknowledge what he has done with his career. Mm. And it's definitely helped when he went to Tampa Bay. Mm. Because people were like, oh, he's going to Tampa Bay. He's not going to succeed. He's a system quarterback. Him and Belichick were like yin and yang. Mm-hmm. Without Belichick, he's not going to succeed. What's he do? He goes to Tampa Bay and wins the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. First year there. Yeah. Like.
So to be able to do that, to be able to go out there and prove your haters wrong and the fact that you went into a completely different system, albeit Bruce Arians is known as a quarterback whisperer, but you also went into another system first year, won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So I gotta tip my hat quite a bit to being able to do that.
Yeah. So I mean, just love him or hate him, when he does retire and call it quits, like we will be losing like the GOAT.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. And I don't. You know, he's what they call it, generational. Kind of like another Brady's not going to come along for another
you're
100 years.
Like, no, you're gonna see good players, but you're not gonna see anybody that dominated the sport as much as Brady has recently.
Yeah,
unless Patrick Mahomes keeps doing.
Yeah, I mean, which he very well could, but
of course, Patrick Mahomes has what, 6 Super Bowls to catch up.
Yeah,
he needs to win 6 more to catch up.
But we'll talk about that one more when that happens. But, I wanted to another last bit of NFL topic I wanted to cover was, so on February 2nd they announced that Washington will be revealing their new nickname.
Yeah, they will no longer be the Washington football team.
And we all know Nick has some thoughts on this.
I have more than just some thoughts.
But I still got other things to get through, so we can't spend the rest of our time on this. But so I've got CBS they rank their list of finalists. So I'm going to go through their list from bottom to their top, right?
I really wish we were doing this on video so you could see my facial reactions to these, because I'm pretty sure there's going to be a couple of them that.
So per CBS Sports, number 9 is the Defenders.
Awful. When the XFL team was the DC Defenders, I was fine with that. That's because they were an XFL team. It fit what the XFL was trying to do. That is not an NFL name.
Okay.
Get that out of here. With that
crap. Okay. Number 8, not much better, but I'm pretty sure this is the front runner. The Commanders.
Still pretty horrible.
Better than the Defenders?
Better than Defenders. Still horrible, though.
Washington Commanders.
That doesn't even roll off the tongue well.
Yeah, I don't really. It's not my favorite.
Once again, that sounds like a minor league team.
Okay, number 7, the Red Hawks.
Red Hawks, I only like that one a little bit because... Well, no, Red Hawks. I thought it was Red Tails. Why? Red Hawks? Never mind. My name is going to... Red Hawks? What the hell does Red Hawks have to do with Washington, D.C.? No.
They said it's not bad and carries a resemblance to the franchise's name of old, but...
No.
Isn't Miami University? Ohio. Miami of Ohio. Aren't they the Red Hawks?
They're the Red Hawks.
So I really don't see that one being it.
It's horrible. And,
I don't mind this one. It's not my favorite, but the Brigade.
No.
Okay. All right.
Does Brigade even have anything to do with American?
Washington Brigade.
I was trying to figure, like, I know, okay.
It's militaristic, you know, patriotism, you know.
World patriotism.
Now, next one, number five, is, I think, me and Kelsey's favorite.
Okay.
Sentinels.
Oh, from, like, The Replacements.
I don't know.
You never seen The Replacements? With no. Keanu?
No.
Are you kidding?
The Washington...
But if we don't have to work on Saturday, we're watching the movie tomorrow night.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a game night.
I don't care. We're going... You know what? We're going to find time to watch it.
Okay.
We're making a game out of it.
Okay.
The
Washington
Sentinels. I just don't know. I like the connection to the movie. I just don't, like...
I don't even think they're connected to the movie. I think it's,
Oh, come on. You got to tell me that they didn't...
It's a more unique version of something like a Warriors... No. You know, and well, I like Sentinel because
you're an X-Men fan.
Well, it is kind of when in Star Wars video games when you're choosing your Jedi class, you got your Jedi Sentinel is one of the ones. It's like that's a combination of Force and lightsaber skills.
I don't feel like they're going with that.
But no, I know that's not. But
I thought you were going with the big robots that hunt down mutants in X-Men.
No, I'm not going with Star Wars. But wasn't there a Washington Senators at one point?
A baseball team.
So it kind of harkens back to that a little bit. Sounds similar.
Sure.
Okay. So next, the Admirals.
Hate it.
Still okay. It's.
Hate it.
I like Sentinels better. I don't know how they have this one as number three.
Okay.
But Presidents.
How the F is that number three?
I don't know.
I'd rather go Admirals.
But I don't think they do presidents because then you're constantly going to be associated with whatever the sitting president is.
Yeah.
So you're going to have half the population hate you, and half love you.
Yeah. Yeah. And then everybody that hates politics is just going to hate you for no matter who the president is.
Yeah.
So.
I can always see whoever the president is, they're always going to go to like the home opener or whatever, and, you know, have a photo op and whatnot.
Smooze and booze.
But, number two, I actually like this one. Armada.
Armadas? No. No.
Okay,
I'd rather have Admirals.
Okay.
Like, is Armada even American? Like, Armada is usually like...
Armada means a fleet of warships or vehicles.
Oh.
And it sounds cooler than brigade. So... The Washington Armada.
No.
Alright. Well. Finally, the last one, which I'm pretty sure they won't do, but they should.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure this is going to be your favorite.
Yeah, okay.
The Red Hogs.
Yes, I like Red Hogs. I do. Because, A, you're keeping the red.
Mm-hmm.
Hogs, because you're harkening back to the Hogs offensive line of, what, the 70s or 80s?
Mm-hmm.
So, like... That's how you change a team name, but keep some connection to your history.
Yeah.
So, that's the one I want.
Yeah. It said, Hogs has been a nickname in and around the franchise, so it'd be fitting. They said cutting red from it would actually make it better. That's what they said.
Washington Hogs?
Yeah. I think Red Hogs sounds better. Yeah. But... I said it'd be a good way to pay tribute to the team history.
Oh, it was 80s and 90s, not 70s and 80s.
But yeah, so pretty much what I gathered is you hate all of them except Red Hogs.
I mean, I could learn to live with Sentinels, mainly because of the Replacements. Just get Keanu to come out first game of the season and throw a football or whatever. Cool.
Okay.
And I can get behind Admirals, I guess. I mean, that... At least has some kind of military connection that the name doesn't sound absolutely dumb.
But what's going to happen when it's inevitably chosen the Commanders?
I might find a new team.
I don't know. We're taking applications.
Yeah, but I can't be a Panthers fan until they get a decent quarterback.
Yeah.
Or a decent
head coach.
Or a decent head coach, yeah.
Both.
You have a lot of work to do.
All right. So our pick, your pick is probably Red Hogs.
And it's too, like to me, it makes sense to keep something with an R, because yeah. their thing has always been HTTR, Hail to the Redskins. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, can I say that on the podcast now?
No, because you're talking about what they were.
Yeah. So to keep it like that, like what made this team unique, other than that mm-hmm. HTTR, is they actually had their own song that was sung mm-hmm. after every touchdown. Mm-hmm. Keeping it red something, you can still keep that song. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I haven't been to a game since they changed their name, but I've heard that it absolutely sucks not having mm-hmm. that song to sit there and sing.
Yeah.
Like, you went and made your team not unique anymore. Mm-hmm. So, to me, it just makes sense to keep something that you can keep that connection to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I gotta think, what would have the best mascot?
Oh, Red Hawks would definitely have a good mascot. Big arse pig walking around.
I'd say Presidents would have the best mascot. No. Have just a giant head of whoever the president is.
That's the thing, though, is the Nationals already have presidents.
I know.
They have a president's race, so they already have a claim to that.
But then you could be like, you have, say, you have how many presidents have we had?
44
now. So have 44 different costumes, and then you get to go to a game and be like, oh, which president are we gonna get to see today?
Uh-huh. Right. Sure, because everybody knows their presidents. Can you imagine going in there and being like, oh, who's the president today?
Van Buren.
Martin Van Buren. Right.
Hey, we could have at least got a Taft.
Well, shoot, I could be that. Just a big old fat guy walking around. Jeez Louise. Martin Van... Wow. Didn't think you'd come on this show and hear a Martin Van Buren reference.
Now I really hope it's the president. It's just only if they take that idea.
Okay, yes. If they can do that, if that's the case, I'm down for it. I'm down for that. As long as Martin Van Buren is the first one that they dress up as.
So, first, I got to go Washington. Yeah. For the first game.
No.
Lincoln?
Martin Van Buren. Chester A. MacArthur.
You're really looking up a list of presidents.
Because I knew there was a guy named MacArthur. I couldn't, for the love of me, remember his first name.
So, we'll find out February 2nd, right? Is when they're announcing that?
Yeah.
I think.
2/2/22.
Mm-hmm. So... That, I think that's it for NFL news. That's a big chunk of that. So I know you want to get into MLB.
That's it for the NFL news. Is that it for the president news? Is that it for the president portion of our
show? Yeah, stay tuned next time where we talk more.
former presidents.
Former presidents.
And that's it for our portion of obscure presidents of the United States.
Anyways, try to steer this train, get this train back on the rails.
You derailed it.
I'm sorry. So, MLB Hall of Fame was decided last night? Two nights ago. So, David Ortiz, the only...
Modern era play
inducted in this year.
Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens and Curt Schilling were the next three closest, and all missed out. All did not get the 75%. David Ortiz only got 77% of the votes, so he
squeaked in by the...
Do you just have to get, what, a majority? Like, over 50? Or...
No, you have to get 75%.
75%
of the votes. Okay. To make it.
Yeah, and... I mean, we've talked about this, you know, for a while. And I'm sure if you listen to any kind of sports podcast, everybody's talking about it. So, like, it's the whole steroid thing. Like, David Ortiz did them too, but he didn't. He was on not an official, like, league.
Yeah, so David Ortiz was never caught doing it. Mm-hmm. He has been linked to steroids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the only test that he ever tested positive was a non-sanctioned MLB test. Mm-hmm. So he was never caught by MLB. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's never technically been caught doing steroids. He's been linked to them.
So, and we all know what happened with Barry Bonds, you know.
Well, that's the thing, though. So. It's like Barry Bonds was never caught. Like, Roger Clemens was. Mm-hmm. Roger Clemens admitted to it. Curt Schilling doesn't get in because, you know, he speaks his mind and has different points of views, and they just hate him. Yeah. the voters can't stand him.
Which, that's a whole issue in its own. No. Like,
we can spend all night talking about the voters.
I'd say they need to fix voting. You let the writers still do what they say, but how many times does someone not get voted for because... the writers didn't like him because the player was a jerk to him, or they didn't give him the access that they wanted to. So they're like, man, we don't like this guy. So let them still have their vote. Like you said, let players have a vote.
Oh, yeah. People have been clamoring for a while now to have the players vote for the Hall of Fame, too. Mm-hmm. They feel like that's another way to make it fair, to have peers vote for who they think should go in, because they feel like the writers have too much power, and they do. The writers like to judge who gets in based on how much they like. Mm-hmm. Like David Ortiz was a likable guy; everybody seemed to like him. Yeah. You know, he seemed to be this fun, carefree guy, and Barry Bonds I don't know how much you actually remember, but Barry Bonds always seemed to come off as just this big old jerk. Mm-hmm. Roger Clemens always seemed to come off as this big old jerk. And the writers and, you know, media hated him for it. Mm-hmm. So, I other than being linked to steroids, I think that's another reason why they have not been voted in.
Yeah.
Well, which sucks, because you can't base somebody's Hall of Fame eligibility based on how much you like them.
Yeah.
Like, there's been so many guys in the history of baseball that nobody likes or that people hated. Like, Ty Cobb. Ty Cobb is an older player that people seem to despise. Like, from what I've heard of Ty Cobb, he was a hateful, spiteful man. He's in the Hall of Fame. You can't sit there, like... Baseball Hall of Fame needs to focus on baseball.
All right, so let me ask you this then. So he did the PEDs, whatever, you know.
Who are we talking about?
Well, both of them. So
everybody.
Bonds.
Everybody we're talking about.
Bonds and David Ortiz. Okay. So. Bonds had arguably better numbers, you know, than Ortiz. You know, during this whole steroid using period, right? I think Chris Russo was talking about. He read his numbers, you know, his stats before he started taking the drug. And then when he started taking steroids, they just shot up to superhuman like levels, and where he started breaking records and stuff. And he's like, does that need to get rewarded, you know, for using PEDs?
See, and that's a hard case to make, because I don't know Barry Bonds' numbers when he was with the Pirates before his supposed cheating career, but from what I understand, he was still a really good player. Mm-hmm. Hall of Fame worthy? I don't know. I don't I don't know enough about Bonds to determine whether or not he was Hall of Fame worthy pre air quotes pre steroid era. I don't know. I wish I had the numbers. I wish I knew more about his earlier playing career.
All right, they always need two Hall of Fames. Have a Hall of Fame for everybody on the up and up, and then have a steroid Hall of Fame.
What? See, this is the problem that arises with letting David Ortiz in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. I love Big Poppy. Mm-hmm. I think he was a good player. I like his, whenever you see him, he always seems to just be enjoying life. Mm-hmm. He loves Boston, which, it's nice to see a player that played for their, or still be involved, still love the hometown that they played in. But this is the problem with letting him in, is his involvement or his connection to steroids opens up this big old can of worms when it comes to, okay, well, you let David Ortiz in, who is linked to steroids, then who else are you going to let in? Who else are you going to let in that has been linked to steroids too? Like, you let Big Poppy in, you didn't let Barry Bonds in. Okay, uh-huh. So what's wrong with this picture here? Neither one of them was ever caught.
Yeah.
Linked and being caught are two different things.
I was just playing devil's advocate. I don't know what the answer is. Like, I say they both deserve. I mean, all three of them. Clemens too. And we'll end on this note. This is a reminder, Pete Rose needs to be in the Hall of Fame.
Amen. No truer words have been spoken.
But, like I said, like I was joking around earlier, what's everybody going to talk...
fuss about.
What's everybody going to fuss about every year around Hall of Fame season?
I was about to say, we just need to put Pete Rose in and then wait another 30 years for Barry Bonds to get in. That way people can start fussing about Barry Bonds.
Yeah. Because I know every Hall of Fame season, my brother puts on Facebook, like, here's your yearly reminder that Pete Rose deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, and look, like, I understand him being kicked out of the game. Like, him being fired as manager of... Was he managing the Reds? I always confuse it between the Reds and Phillies. Like, I can't remember who he managed. I'm pretty sure it was the Reds. Because he played for the Reds. So, I think he managed the Reds. Anyways. I can't remember where I was going with this now.
Pete Rose.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Like, yes, he got caught. I'm fine with him getting... fired from his managerial position, told not that he's never gonna get hired again for anything like that. But to completely ban him from something not even connected to his playing career, this man has over 4,000 hits, the most ever by any player in the history of the game. Not cheating. This man did not cheat to get his 4,000 hits either. And you're gonna sit there and ban him from ever getting in the Hall of Fame because he gambled not even on his own team. I get it. Punch the man. Don't ever let him back into baseball. Don't ever give him another managerial position. Tell him, he can't come anywhere near a baseball diamond again. For God's sake, put this man in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. The Reds still embrace this man. Why can't baseball get off their effing high horse and put this man in the Hall of Fame? This man had a Hall of Fame career, and is getting punished for something outside of his playing career. Man. Speaking of Hall of Fame, we're gonna go not far off the spectrum, but how in the HE double hockey sticks is Todd Helton not in the Hall of Fame? This man, speaking of being punished, this man is being punished for playing half of his career games at Coors Field, which is not fair.
No.
He cannot control what that stadium does. Mm-hmm. Does Todd Helton make the atmosphere of Coors Field? Does he make the ball fly out of the ballpark? No. He went and played what he was supposed to do, put up the numbers he was supposed to do. How is he only still only got 52% of the votes?
Uh-huh.
It's a bunch of bull. I'm I'm to the point. Right. I'm starting to get to the point where I agree with people that the MLB Hall of Fame voting process needs to be changed.
Yeah, it's a joke. Like, you know, it's not a joke. I mean, it's a very big deal to be in there, but
yeah.
It's, I don't know. They need a better process.
Yes, they do. Like this man played. Todd Helton, we're still talking about Todd Helton, played 16 years for the Rockies. Mm-hmm. He hit 316. That's you want that for a season. This man hit 316 for his whole career. 2,500 hits, 369 home runs, 1,400 RBIs. And he's still he's been on the ballot for a while now. Maybe not a long time, but at least 5 years. And it's still only garnered 52% of the votes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get your bullcrap out of here, voting committee.
So,
golly.
Let's just get jobs with MLB. Actually, we get writers. Oh, never mind. To become sports writers, and maybe we'll have some say-so. But, we're kind of getting... kind of close on time. Did you want to touch on the lockout at all? I mean, we've had a lot of baseball talk for a sport that's currently in a lockout.
Yeah. I don't like the lockout. Nah. First lockout in 10 years?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Like, I know that they had... I know they had a work stoppage in 94-95, which affected both seasons, like cut short both of those seasons. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there was a lockout in the 2000s.
Yeah.
I can't remember what year it was, though.
Yeah, but I just hope they get it. They don't miss any games.
Well, and, like, you know, what players and owners are kind of fussing about is a little above my head. I just know that it's all about... player time, mm-hmm. Revenue, like players want more revenue from stuff, and then salary increases. Like, I think they want the league minimum to go up, just stuff like that. And, like, I don't know who to blame this time around.
All I know is it's whenever there's a lockout in any sport, it's millionaires arguing with billionaires.
Yeah.
And I tend
always about money.
Yeah, and I always tend to fall on the side of the players. You know.
Yeah.
Let them get.
Well, yeah, because you got to think about it. The owners, like the owners, have actually gone out of their way to say, "Hey, we are willing to miss games." Mm-hmm. And when you hear that, you're like, "And I'm supposed to be rooting for you guys?" Mm-hmm. No, but The owners met earlier this week, or the owners and players met earlier this week for the first time since last month. Mm-hmm. And the one last month went like 7 minutes, I think I read. And then the one this past week, the first one this past week went 2 hours mm-hmm. on Monday. And then Tuesday, they had another meeting, apparently made some progress. And I thought they were supposed to meet again this week, but I don't... know the whole story.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping they're making progress, because for spring training to start on time and for the regular season to start on time, something needs to be done probably by the 1st or 2nd of February.
No, yeah.
So, mm-hmm. for first or second week.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Because I think pitchers and catchers report on the 16th?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or something like that. It's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping it's good news that they're actually talking.
Oh, yeah. They'll get there. I hope
so. Especially going to Philadelphia in April. I'd be mad if the...
Oh, yeah.
I'd be mad if the regular season gets pushed back.
Yeah. So real quick.
Just a couple more quick things. Yeah. We're not going to go into detail.
Yeah, real quick things. I know we're... pretty far removed from the college national championship, but so happy that UGA beat Bama. You know,
good dogs.
Go dogs. we got some, for soccer fans, we got some World Cup qualifiers. First game tonight actually, yep. against El Salvador. Sunday we play at Canada, which Canada is surprisingly top of the standings right now. And Wednesday, to close out this little qualifying window, is home versus Honduras. So right now we sit second. And I think the top three are guaranteed to make it. And the fourth goes into like another playoff game against another federation or whatever.
Because right now it's what, Canada, U.S., and Mexico?
Mexico, yeah. And I forget who the fourth one would be. But so we've played eight games. There's six to go. Three of those are happening this week. So there's only one more qualifying window after this. So right now we're in good shape. Yeah. But we know what happened in 2014.
2016?
4 years.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, 2018.
Too much math for me.
2018. So,
I'm sorry. This is me trying to do math.
So, we cannot miss this world. Like, it'll be an utter failure.
Yeah.
Like, it was already a failure, but to miss it two World Cups in a row will be, like, you just need to blow up the whole soccer program. So, but anyways,
for the U.S. soccer fans that actually like completely follow the team, like I don't see them being too happy. No. The U.S. misses another one.
Yeah. So, but at least we got 2026 coming up. We can't miss that one.
Yeah. Do you really want to rely on that,
though? Last thing, for wrestling, we got the Royal Rumble coming up. I think both our favorite pay-per-views. I know it's my favorite pay-per-view.
I have a hard time picking a favorite. Because WrestleMania is so big. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the granddaddy of them all. But the Royal Rumble is probably the most fun one.
Yeah, the most fun one. It's... WrestleMania is the spectacle of it.
Yes.
The most. So the biggest non-WrestleMania pay-per-view.
Yes. So I will put the Rumble as my most fun.
Yeah. So, and I know for people in the Facebook group, I've been trying, you know, we're having a Royal Rumble pool contest, you know, $5 entry for each match. There's women's, men's, so yep. $10 gets you in both, or just do one.
We're up to what now?
We're up to, I think, $30 total pot for the men's and $25 for the women's. So you'll, depending on how many, we'll divide the numbers up evenly, random drawing.
Yeah.
I'll do Facebook Live video.
Okay.
And if one of your numbers, your entrance that comes out at your number wins, you take the whole thing.
So you can put down five and win 30.
The more people that get in, the bigger the pot is.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to build it. I know this episode will come out Friday, so that'll only give you about a day
or 24 hours
to get in. But still time, just let me know on Facebook.
Yeah, we'll be taking interest up until... I guess what we could do is... Because we're all going to watch the Rumble together.
Yeah.
So I guess I talk to Amanda, and we can try to come over earlier, and we can do the... live video.
Yeah, we'll just have to have time because I think the event pay per view starts at 8, so we'll need to have time to do the drawing before that.
Yeah.
So
it'll be early afternoon, maybe early evening when we get on Facebook and.
I'll try to post again about it.
Well,
you're hearing this Friday. I may have already posted about it.
just go to the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's all I got. You got anything else to touch on for in the next couple of minutes?
No, I think I'm good. So, we already mentioned we're on Facebook. Mm-hmm. That's where we do most of our activity. You know, go onto your little Facebook page, go into your little search bar, type in Cheering from the Cheap Seats, like us on Facebook, join our group. We actually stay pretty active on there.
Mm-hmm.
Just post different things.
That's the thing I'm most active on out of our social medias.
Yeah. Which, it's because it's easier. Easiest to go on Facebook. We're also on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok. Well, I'm on TikTok.
But for those, it's Cheer Cheap Seats. Cheering from the Cheap Seats was too long for those names, so we had to go Cheer Cheap Seats. But we do stay pretty fairly active on those two. I actually started posting quite a few like sports videos and stuff on those. But that's where we are with our social media.
So you can find us, you know, anywhere, podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Anchor. Anchor is where we record through, so you can listen to it directly from there. But the biggest ones are Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave us a rate and review. And now Spotify is now allowing you to do ratings. I don't think they allow review yet. I'm not sure.
I haven't seen anything for reviews.
Yeah, and speaking of reviews, I actually noticed we had a new review on Apple today.
That's right. Like we've had one review for like the longest time, but there's actually been one more person that has gone out of their way to review us.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull it up here so I can shout out the username real quick.
I love Cake Boss.
Can find the review.
Where are you? I don't know.
Oh, there it is.
Aha!
So 5 stars, and they said the Sportsmas episode was awesome. So if you haven't listened to that one.
And their username was?
And their username was I Love Cake Boss with like 5 S's. So
thank you so much, I Love Cake Boss.
And on that, we will see you next time.
Yeah, before we hang up, I just want to give thanks to everybody that's listened. This past episode, our Rumble episode, was the most listened to episode since our first one. So there's been quite a few of you out there listening to us. Guys, really appreciate the support. We couldn't do this without you guys. You know, we enjoy it, but we also like to know that there's people out there actually listening to us. So we just really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Until next episode. I'm not entirely sure what we're gonna do for the next episode yet. We haven't discussed it, so it's gonna be a surprise for all of us.
Yeah.
But until next time, keep cheering.
See ya.